There is so much concern by employees, members of the elite media, that Elon Musk will somehow ruin the world by buying Twitter, that Twitter, the company, has now had to prevent its developers from actually making any changes to the Twitter app because they fear, get a load of this, this is per Bloomberg's reporting, they fear that employees might actually sabotage the app. Wow. I mean, this is just really crazy stuff. It makes you think it was about time Elon Musk came along, right? We are going to talk all about that. Plus, news today that Russia plans to cut its nat gas to Poland, to Bulgaria. This is something that had been talked about for weeks. It's concerning because it will be massively problematic for Poland and for Bulgaria. A lot of European countries are questioning whether they're next. It should be a wake-up call, though, for all of us, a reminder that we need to be energy independent. We shouldn't be relying on anyone, let alone a rogue nation, for our energy. And we got to talk about Disney, of course, because the CEO, his days might actually be numbered. I mean, maybe they actually need new management there as shares fall again at Disney. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. A quick reminder, great time to invest in gold. Great. In fact, in yesterday's market, wonderful time to invest in gold. I encourage you to do so. It's a great way to help hedge inflation in your portfolio. It's a great way to diversify. So go check out Legacy Precious Metals. You can talk to my friends there at legacypminvestments.com. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com. They have a free guide to investing that you can download. All right, let's talk about this Twitter thing. I mean, you have a lot of people right now that want to not see this deal happen, right? They're hoping for some kind of white knight to come out of the woodwork. I don't think that's going to actually transpire. I think that Elon Musk does get this deal done. $44 billion, that's a lot of money. And it's a 38% premium on where the company was trading before he got involved. So I suspect shareholders want this, right? And he apparently lobbied a lot of the big shareholders, spoke to them all individually, was up late over the weekend getting this deal done. Twitter's board really can't say no. But Twitter's employees, well, you know, they're free to walk away, I guess. I mean, they can go find another job or perhaps start a competitor to Twitter if they would like. But it's so concerning that actually the company has blocked its developers. I'm going to share this with you. Again, Bloomberg's reporting from making changes to the app to prevent it from being sabotaged by staff that's quite angry at Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover. And it's all coming amid this sort of hysteria that you're seeing among members of the media that are really concerned that it's going to be the Wild West on Twitter. I would argue that they are overly concerned, frankly, for nothing. I think that there's going to be a lot of good things that come of this. I know that you know I am a big advocate of freedom of speech, and I don't like the direction that our country has been heading in, where algorithms that you can't see are deciding what information you get. You know, people have to program these things, don't forget. And so all of this is biased in certain ways. If you actually open source the algorithms, as Elon Musk has discussed, then guess what? Everybody knows exactly where your bias is coming from. Maybe that's a good thing, right? I'd argue it absolutely is a good thing. So open source the algorithms. The other thing you need to do is actually have real people, right? We don't need all these bots, which there are plenty of on Twitter and elsewhere right now. Let's have real people behind the accounts. So he's talked about authenticating the accounts. I think, again, an important step. I've always said, you know, you ought to be able to put your name to things. I get it. It's a scary environment. A lot of people don't want to do that. But to me, in terms of my own value set, you know, if you were going to publish something, you ought to be willing to attach your identity to it. Otherwise, maybe you shouldn't publish it, right? Think about that for a second. Think about that. I mean, I think that it's critical we cut down on the trolls and the bots that are influencing conversation. But you can do that in a way that preserves everybody's freedom of speech as opposed to trying to control the narrative. The problem with controlling the narrative, as you well know, is that creates a lack of trust in society. Because the more you're controlling the narrative, the more society says, well, who are these people that are doing that? And the more they question that, the more they say, well, why can't I see this, that, and the other? Why can't I have these discussions? Why can't I ask these questions? And so that leads them to have less trust in the system instead of more. I mean, one of the things we've always prided ourselves on as Americans is that we do have faith and trust in our system. And we have that faith and trust because we're allowed to debate. I mean, most of the time anyway, throughout history, we've been allowed to debate. We've been allowed to ask thought-provoking questions. Information has been there for us to read. If you start to censor that, you see, you actually create an environment that, frankly, is no better than the USSR or Russia today, for that matter. Speaking of Russia today, we got to talk a little bit later in the program about what Russia is doing with nat gas, cutting off some key European countries from actually getting that gas. But before we do, I do want to talk a little bit about inflation as well as Disney. Inflation, as you well know, is really off the charts. We've got the Fed meeting next week. They're trying to do something about it. The concern is they may do just a little too much because the Fed has a habit, shall we say, of going in and being a little overly aggressive. And they always do so a little too late. And so consequently, you had the Fed up until quite recently printing tons and tons of money to the tune of $120 billion a year. They were buying up mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. That causes all kinds of problems, right? While simultaneously, you had our federal government doing stimulus one, stimulus two, stimulus three. Heck, they'd still be doing more stimulus, right? Why not? Hey, free money. Let's just print it and give it out to everybody. Well, that creates inflation. And so as inflation continues to dominate the country, it's important that we think as individuals about how we spend less and how we do more with what we have and how we save more, which is why I want to tell you a little bit about American financing, America's Home for Home Loans. They can give you a no obligation mortgage review. And this is important for a lot of people. If you have a home right now, great. Your home equity value is probably going up. So it might be worth looking into, provided, of course, you get a lower rate. And that's what they're going to try and help you to do. You don't have a ton of time, of course, because rates are going up. I tell you that as we head into the Fed's meeting next week. So it's worth taking a look at maybe getting a home equity loan and thinking about how you can actually maybe get that mortgage rate a little bit lower while you still can, if you can, and taking a little bit out. It's important right now because there's a lot at stake. So they will help you review everything. They'll give you some ideas that could possibly save you anywhere from a few hundred bucks to a few thousand dollars a month, which adds up, as you know, to tens of thousands of dollars over time. So think of the difference that that can make in your life and your family's life. And you know what? If you start soon, American Financing can set you up really fast. They say you could close in as fast as 10 days. You've just got to call 888-504-0547. Again, that's 888-504-0547. You can visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334. Again, AmericanFinancing.net. So think about that, especially ahead of that Fed meeting that's happening next week. I want to turn to Disney right now because this stock is just cratering. You know, part of it is the concern over whether or not some of these streaming services have sort of tapped out, right? There's so much content out there. There's so much information you can get. A lot of it's free and it's very competitive, this new marketplace. So Netflix proved that. They lost 200,000 subscribers. They're going to lose another 2 million. And investors are like, whoa, okay, this is not worth what we thought it was worth. Expectations are everything, right? And so now investors are looking around and they're saying, okay, it's not just Netflix. It's also other streaming companies, including Disney. And so today we saw shares of Disney continue to fall. In fact, in the after hours market, they are still falling down a little more than 1%. In today's trading, ending down the day 3.5%, $115.77 a share. Maybe it's time for new leadership. Maybe this leadership is really not cut out for the challenges of this moment. And by challenges, I mean not just the streaming challenge, but also the challenges from the political correctness police, right? So you have all of those issues going on as well. Disney is really up against it. And leadership really matters in a time like this. I would just point to Bob Iger. And he was CEO of Disney during some really turbulent, challenging times. And somehow Disney never quite stepped in it the way they keep stepping in it right now. So again, with shares down considerably, considerably. And I'm just looking here at sort of the year to date chart. And even if you look over the last year and change over the last 12 months, they're sitting now near a 12 month low. So it may be time. It may in fact be time to rethink who is in charge. All right. I want to get to this story. This is sad about the Nat gas supply. The Nat gas supply from Russia. Russia announcing that it will cut its gas to Poland and Bulgaria. This is effectively a big escalation in this standoff that's been going on between, of course, Moscow and Europe, as well as the United States. Amid the situation in Ukraine, Moscow has threatened to cut countries like Poland, Bulgaria, and possibly others off from the Nat gas supply. And that will be devastating to Poland and Bulgaria's economy. I would just say, though, that this is an important thing for us to think about and for us to recognize as Americans the importance of energy independence, right? In light of what's going on there, to think that these countries are so dependent on Russia for their natural gas to the point where Europe's plan is only to cut Nat gas by, you know, 2/3 by the end of the year. I'm sorry, like, guys, you know what? You got a big problem going on. You got a war going on. So you've got to think about how you manage your own energy supply. And I think there's an opportunity here for the United States to step in however it can to assist Europe. Buy it from us. Don't buy it from them. All the more reason, by the way, for us to focus on drilling in the U.S., in North America, and getting energy from any friendly nation we can, with the understanding that that nation may not always be friendly. I mean, that's the thing. I think that Germany, perhaps quite mistakenly, assumed that if they had this strong economic relationship with Russia, that that would prevent what you're seeing unfold right now. Clearly, that didn't prevent anything, right? Yes, Russia was happy to take Europeans' money, Germans' money for natural gas, but yet we are still in the situation we're in right now. And now Germany is all that more dependent. Poland's that much more dependent. Bulgaria is that much more dependent. The Italians are, per some reports, quite concerned that they could get cut off as well. So you have now Europe living in fear because they unfortunately were, frankly, not getting it. They never should have allowed this dependency in the first place. In fact, Ronald Reagan said this back in the early 80s. There was a memo from the CIA that they handed him, and he said, you know what, you're right. Germany should not be building pipelines to Russia because Russia as a nation is still not at the point where we can trust it. Anyway, they missed that one somehow, some way. We warned them. Reagan warned them. But they missed it. And perhaps, again, they were thinking that this intertwining of their economies would actually result in less chance of war, less chance of such devastation. But ultimately, what we're seeing is it didn't do a whole lot of good. Maybe it held some things off for a while. We don't know. History will be the judge of that. But I think it is a wake-up call, once again, for us to think about our own future. And while Elon Musk is busy with Twitter and the EV industry, and we should absolutely focus on all of those opportunities, we still need to be realists in all this and focus on anything that makes us independent. We need to be able to stand on our own two feet as the United States of America. Quick reminder, I would love to have you subscribe to the show. I would love to have you subscribe to this channel for daily videos. And I'd love to have you as a supporter over on my Locals channel at trishregan.locals.com. So do make sure you subscribe to me on all the social media platforms. I love trishregan.locals.com right now because there are no special algorithms getting in the way of anything. It's just me and you. So go there, check that out. I, of course, am on Twitter, on Instagram, all those usual suspect places, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.